You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're chatting with Mr. Alexander Weinling, the founder of Great Heights, a direct-to-consumer lab-grown diamond company on a mission to hold the diamond industry to a higher standard. And Mr. Weinling, thanks for joining us once again here on eCommerce Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you and getting an update as well. So for starters, where did you actually get the inspiration to create Great Heights for those that haven't heard your story?
Yeah, that's such a long story, but I'm going to condense it as best I can. My family has been in the mine diamond business for over 100 years, and I was always kind of conflicted about it because I am an environmentalist by disposition, and I've always felt very strongly about human rights, and it was always a point of conflict. So I actually got out of it. I let the whole family legacy go seven, 8 years ago. So I'm just not going to do this anymore. And the inspiration is all these fellows who I'd known for 30 years started calling me and saying, hey, we figured out how to grow diamonds above ground. Real diamonds. We don't need to dig holes in the ground so big they're visible from Earth, from the upper atmosphere. We don't need to utilize low-paid labor, certainly compared to U.S. standards. And we don't have to wonder about the origin. We don't have to wonder, well, is this one of those very few conflict diamonds? And so I thought, well, there's definitely a there. I like the sound of that. And they were all having the same problem. How do we get the message out to the consumer, Alex? How do we do this? And I thought, well, I know how to do this. And that was really the inspiration. I think the only other part of the inspiration is I've got three kids, and I looked at them, and I looked at what's going on in this world, and I thought, well, I can't sit idle. I'm not a scientist, you know, can't really help too much with the global warming thing, but here's something I can do. Here's the little impact maybe I can have. So that's kind of a big answer, but it was a whole life decision for me.
Certainly a life-changing decision and making a great impact within the industry, no doubt about that. Tell us, how important is it for you to represent a brand that is so inclusive?
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I think our country's done an amazing job. If you look at the arc of history, where we were, and where we hope to go. And I think so much of what's important really to Gen Z, if you look at their values, which I happen to subscribe to, is we're all Americans. We all might have different tastes. We might have different skin colors. We might have different interests and different sexes, but those aren't the things that should separate us. And I want to make sure that this brand says all are welcome. We don't judge. Love is love. And that's very essential for me. And that's the world, by the way, that you're seeing increasingly real for this younger generation, which I think is fantastic. I think they've got a great set of values and really solid heads on their shoulders. That remains important to me and always will be.
Looking at the industry, how has the diamond industry changed over the past decade? Love to hear some highlights on that.
Well, how has it not changed would be the much shorter answer. A couple of things that people may not realize is every single diamond in the world, virtually every single diamond, is cut and polished in one town in India called Surat, S-U-R-A-T. And the biggest cutters of diamonds in the world, and therefore the biggest distributors of polished diamonds, are Indian-based firms. And I don't think people really understand that. And they should, because, you know, that's part of the good that diamonds are doing. They're really creating a lot of labor in emerging markets, I should call it. You know, I don't think third world is the right word, but certainly the standard of living over there is not here. And it's created, I hear, between 300,000 and a million jobs in that country. So that's a big change. I think what's also happened is people have gotten a lot more concerned about the provenance of everything they buy. They want to know who touched it. Was there any abusive or unfair practices involved in getting it from wherever it started to, in this case, my finger? And I think that sensitivity is big. I think the diamond industry, the traditional mine business, has tried. And I don't really want to fault them for the past horrors of mining. And believe me, they were horrors. But that was the imperialist era, and it didn't really distinguish the diamond miners from the rubber plantations and everything else in the world. They've made a lot of efforts to clean up the blood diamonds. It's not over yet. I mean, Zimbabwe is still very suspect. But they've tried. What they can't remedy, and what people are really focused on now, is, you know, the planet has endured now 100 years of the industrial era, and it's a little tired. And we're going to have to take a longer-term view of it. And digging holes in the earth so large that they're visible from the upper atmosphere, you know, there's a mine in Russia called the Mir mine, and there's a lot of articles on this. They're afraid to fly airplanes over it because it's created an air vortex that will suck the airplane in it. And, you know, that's a big change. People are starting to look at that and saying, wait a minute. Now, the biggest change, of course, is we broke the code. We've actually found a way to grow a 100% real diamond. Don't take it from me. Take it from the FTC that came out with a ruling on it, our Federal Trade Commission in 2018. There's a real diamond. We don't need to dig those holes anymore. It doesn't make sense to dig those holes anymore when we can make the same thing above ground. And by the way, they're a lot less expensive to procure when you don't have to dig those big holes. It's less expensive. So we're able to deliver even greater value. They're far less costly than a mined diamond. So that's huge changes in an industry that's been so tradition-bound and has resisted change for so long and resisted transparency for so long. And we're going to – I think we have forced a lot of sunlight on it. Hasn't always been welcome, hasn't always made me the most popular person. In some respects, you know, some of the old-timers think I should have known better given my family legacy, but it's because I know better that I'm so committed to just telling the truth, and then we'll let consumers decide. If a consumer still wants a mined diamond, as long as they've had all the information, you know, God bless, go ahead. But I want to make sure you understand what's available and what's involved in each of these offerings, and that visually they're exactly the same, and gemologically they're exactly the same, and in a molecular sense they're exactly the same. I can't see the difference between a lab-grown diamond and a mined diamond, and I don't know anyone who really can. Some people claim they can if it's a badly grown lab-grown diamond, sure, but anything that's well-grown, can't see the difference. Only a couple of machines in the world can tell you for sure whether this came out of, you know, a big hole in the ground or whether it came out of an above-ground laboratory.
Certainly some eye-opening information right there, and certainly appreciate your shooting straight with us in all regards today. We are with Mr. Alexander Weinling, founder of Great Heights, a direct-to-consumer lab-grown diamond company on a mission to hold the diamond industry to a higher standard. He's joined us here today on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, how has the buyer persona shifted, say, baby boomers versus the millennials?
Well, I think the big shift is they have a lot less money. You know, us boomers really, and, you know, I am as responsible for this as anyone else. Us boomers certainly, you know, kind of consumed a heck of a lot without a lot of regard for the future. Having less disposable income and being able to buy the same article for less money is big. So that is a huge shift. As for the persona, I think what's happening now is a lot of couples are choosing their rings together. And that's a big shift. Now, he doesn't go out and mysteriously, you know, well, I guess some fellas still do go out with maybe her mom or her best friend and try and figure it all out. But we're seeing increasingly this is a decision the couples are making together. And if I may, one of the mixed blessings, and it's not really a blessing, but one of the outcomes of the pandemic is with a lot of couples living together now and deciding, hey, this is really working. We're seeing a huge upswing in our business. Unfortunately, you know, there are 20,400 jewelry stores in this country, and I don't think there's too many that are open. So those that do decide that they want to get married and make that ultimate commitment don't have a lot of places to go. And those that want lab-grown have very few places to go. And we're seeing, what we're sensing now is he and she will get on the site together. She tends to focus a little more on the style of the ring, and he's focused on how much diamond can I get her for the money. So I think that's a real shift, that collaborative nature of couples now. And I like it. It's really nice. It's a good beginning to a marriage that you're doing, that you're making this major decision together. I think that bodes well. If you can do that, I think that might serve you well as you go forward in your relationship.
And that is certainly interesting information, what you're seeing on that front. Now, where do you think the industry will be in another 10 years looking ahead? Definitely be interested to hear what your input is on that.
Where's the world going to be in another 10 days? I can tell you with tremendous amount of certainty that, and remember, we are purely an online e-tailer, and we did that to keep our costs down. We want to deliver great value. If I've got to set up a lot of stores and pay all that rent and leave all that inventory there, I'm not going to be able to give the same value as I can by being purely online. The big change we've seen is people are so comfortable online after, you know, stay-at-home orders for 6 weeks. I think it's moved acceptance of online shopping ahead 10 years. And I think you're going to see a big shift in the distribution to online. You know, I have a lot of friends who have retail stores. In-Store Magazine has predicted, actually they said on March 19th, if there's another 30 days of this, 20% of the retail jewelers are going to disappear. Well, on March 19th, there was only one state in lockdown, that was California. So sadly, for many friends and families that have been part of this industry, there's going to be less places to find that perfect engagement ring, and there's going to be more and more of them online and a lot less need to go to the mall. That's going to be a major, major shift. And we're also seeing, as people learn about lab grown, we're seeing a huge, huge upswing in people who would prefer a lab grown to a mined diamond. And there's three reasons. One is price. The other is size. They can get a 1-carat. You can find a 1-carat beautiful diamond on an iClean diamond certified by a third party for less than $1,200 on our site. Well, you know, that's a real difference, unfortunately, than if you go into, I don't know, say a Zales store. And last time I checked, their cheapest 1-carat was over $3,000. And if I may, it looked like a hockey rink after someone had been skating on it for two periods and maybe left a couple of pucks out there. Certainly wasn't certified. It certainly wasn't clean to the naked eye. So I think you're going to see a lot of shift to lab grown. I think you're going to see a lot of shift to online. And I think I did say there were three reasons. The third reason, of course, would be those who have a concern for the future of the planet and want to have as little impact on it as they can. And if you can buy the same item without having to dig those big holes in the earth, I think that's a value that means increasingly more and more every day.
Quite an informative session. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing in the space and for the impact that you're making globally. And thank you for joining us here today on EPN. Where can listeners get further details on Great Heights and also by means of being in touch? How can they do that as well?
Well, I would go to greatheights.com. We actually have in a different company out there. It's one that we started with, cleanorigin.com. That's another place you could look for lab-grown diamonds online. And I think just go ahead and do your own research and educate yourself. And I think more and more, the more people know. I have yet to come across someone who learned about lab-grown diamonds who said, nope, I'd rather have a mine. I haven't come across one. I think make yourself educated before you make a decision. And I think the good places to go, again, greatheights.com, cleanorigin.com, and there are a few other sites. Visit them all.
And, of course, we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to be of further assistance. Again, Mr. Weinling, all the best. Look forward to having you back with us here on E-Commerce Radio. Have a great one.
Thank you so much. And to everyone else listening, please stay safe, stay well, and thank you.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Alexander Weinling, the founder of Great Heights, a direct-to-consumer lab-grown diamond company on a mission to hold the diamond industry to a higher standard. And for further details, visit greatheights.com. EPN.com. And again, this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.